that you were born in?
No.
You don't?
It ain't that.
Do you remember anything about it? Did you move pretty soon after?
Oh, yeah, right away, pretty soon, yeah. But I was born down around Utica.
In Utica?
Below Utica, down on the old Dudley place. And there's no houses on that place now that was there then. Then we moved on another place, moved to my granddaddy's place in 1900 when my daddy died. And my granddaddy died in 1900. And then I had two sisters and one brother that they left home pretty quick. They married pretty young. And there were three of us left there, my brother Homer. Will, both of them dead. Will died. Well, both of them are dead. I'm the only one of that bunch. I got one sister in Jackson and one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a brother in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's 89. We moved around considerably there and walked to school a little bit, about 3 or 4 miles. And of course, my daddy's dead, and I just kind of done like I wanted to. I'd make her believe I had to stay home and cut wood, you know. I'd go rabbit hunting. Uh-huh. Like at that time, you know, fella say you, I was talking about a rabbit, you know. Fella say, Ray, you're going to get him, tell him you got to get him, because you're going to have him for dinner. And then you went out on that. Oh, we'd go possum hunting. Lived on just a little, very little we had. Started working out when I was about 12, 14 years old. I started working for wages, folks, $10 a month. Finally got to where I get a little more than that.
Well, do you remember the house that you grew up in then as a boy?
Well, there was a house there that was my granddaddy's house, but they tore it down. And we didn't have no house to live in, and my other uncle, he went and got another uncle, and they built us a little old house. And then we built a little house on a little piece of land that we got from my granddaddy. They said make it land. We lived on that too. I was about 16 or 8 when I left, went to work in the house.
I'm interested in finding out about houses back in that time, and I wonder, was it a frame house?
Oh, just
how
nothing.
How many rooms did it have, or something like that?
I've sat in the house many times, seen a chicken walking out of the house.
Oh, with the gaps under the
floor? Well, sure, just a 12-inch plank, lay down there, and you could look up yonder. It probably wouldn't have no loft. You could, and boards, it wouldn't leak in there, but you could see light all in them boards, them old houses.
Oh, really? You just looked up and that was the roof?
Yeah, roof wasn't nothing else up at it. A lot of times wasn't a loft in the house that I lived in. Out of somebody else's house.
Don't tell all the shabby things about Mississippi. Tell some good things.
I'm finding out
the
good things.
That's the way it was.
Did it have a parlor or a living room or just
no,
two rooms?
No, no parlor. You got 2 rooms. About 3 beds in the room, maybe. And a little old kitchen back there, and a little stove pipe went out through the roof. And that was stove, we'd scrap up a little wood and cook what we eat and made a dirt chimney. We made a dirt chimney to our house.
Is that right?
That's right.
Just dirt? Nothing else?
Well, you had to get some plank and put them up. And then you wet that mud and knocked it down in there until you got up to where it was above the fireplace. Then you'd use sticks